4. Widowhood had made sleep impossible. At first, it was the obvious things. Plainly put, the bed felt strange. She would reach out and feel nothing. When she felt nothing, the horror returned. She had at least expected this, even as she had difficulty remembering to speak in the past tense. She had known him. He was here. We were in love. Then the worry set in. Worry was the great constant of her life. She had worried as a girl over the simplest things. Would they have enough food to eat? Would the landlord raise the rent too high? Would her mother hurt herself in the factory where she worked? When she became a mother herself, the worry grew exponentially. Una breathing, Una swallowing, Una on the school bus, Una encountering cruelty in the world, or strange men, or violence, or encountering the simplest disappointments. Lately, Henrietta worried about the elemental things, money and shelter. Her anxiety at this point was another limb. At the airport in New York recently, flying home to Boston after days of pre-publication business for the Inseparables, she had half expected to see physical evidence of this when she crossed through the X-ray machine. Some hidden weight, some new stealth growth, a uniformed man stopping her with his hands up.
You don't expect to fly with that thing, do you?
Nothing worked to alleviate the sensation. At night she had counted in her head everything one was told to count to help get to sleep, every species of adorable farm creature, but she had lived all these years on this farm, and had seen Harold break down these animals into meat, and when she made the attempt, for example, to count rabbits, she saw them becoming dismembered, bone by bone, breast after breast, just before everything was dropped into a sizzling sauté pan and then smothered in white wine and butter. She was told to rub her feet together, that it would work to calm her. She was told to take long, deep breaths, to time her respiration, to fool her own body into thinking it was already asleep. She tried the simple homeopathic remedies, warm milk, chamomile, New Age music, scotch.